What's up, guys? So this is literally like our first podcast ever. This is our intro to our podcast. I'm here with my sister Isabel. We're starting it together. We're super happy. Belle, you can introduce yourself.
Yeah, so my name is Belle. I'm 23 years old, born and raised in this great state of Florida. I'm currently working as a medical scribe.
I'm Lydia, and I'm currently 17, about to turn 18 in like a month. I work at Publix. I'm in the bakery. I bake and decorate.
She's a pro.
And yeah, that's basically, you know.
Yeah, so the name of our podcast is called Two-Toned, and I feel like you can guess why. Because we're black and white.
Well, you heard Hispanic, it actually.
Sorry, my bad.
Get it right.
Black and Hispanic, whatever.
We're actually central in Florida, so I'm a Florida cracker. Isabel is from
Florida.
Florida. But
yeah,
she's
also a Florida cracker.
Yeah, she's blacker than black.
I am a dark cracker.
Oh, a little burnt.
Okay. Relax. But one of the reasons why we started this podcast is a lot of our family and friends have told us that we're hilarious together, not to pat ourselves on the back. But we've also been talking about this for, how long?
A while. Actually, my first really, like, I don't want to say dream, but, you know, I've always dreamed about doing social media, and I started, you know, YouTube channels and TikToks, and, you know, I always wanted, like, a buddy to do it with me, and I just feel like a podcast is a great way to just, you know, start out on a journey of social media. I just enjoy it, you know, so I feel like a podcast is a really good thing to start with.
Yeah, and Lydia's a pro on all the social media fronts, so it's going to be a good time. Okay, so we're going to have several segments. We're going to break it down for you right now. So Lydia's segment is going to be
Morgan Wallen.
She's going to have the artist of the week, her favorite artist of the week. Then she'll kind of ask me why I don't like that artist, or if I do like that artist and some of her favorite songs from that artist, different things like that. My segment is going to be my favorite song that's generating for the week. I'll have a pop culture, a little blurb, and then a political little blurb. We'll keep it light, keep it fun, and then we're going to play a game. What game are we going to play?
Would you rather.
Correct.
And then for the ending, we are also, after we finish the game, we are going to be doing like a time where we can literally talk about whatever we want. We try to stay different from all the other podcasts, which I feel like they tend to ramble, and we kind of want more of a structured podcast. But, you know, there is some time where you can ramble, because I do enjoy listening to rambling podcasts sometimes.
Yeah, just get loose, get light.
Yeah.
So with that, we are going to start this episode.
So let's get into it. So today's artist of the week is Morgan Wallen. Morgan Wallen recently won the Best Artist Award this year, and he was not shown at any of the CMA events. So I'm kind of glad that was kind of like a kick in the butt for them, because they're not, I don't like them.
We need to hear more on that. Why wasn't he there?
So basically, last year, they really did him dirty. They didn't give him any awards, even though we all know Morgan Wallen's best album came out. He has Dangerous. He has, you know, One Thing at a Time. So we know he should have won. So he decided this year that he would just not show up, and yet he won. So that's basically, you know.
Interesting.
So Isabel does not like Morgan Wallen for no reason. She's given no reason besides his troubled past.
Okay, let me tell you why I don't like him. First of all, I know this is a bit controversial, but he did throw a chair off, what, a third story? Even if it didn't hit an officer, what if it hit and killed somebody else? Like, that to me is just reckless. And on top of that, his fandom, Lydia, she makes about 98%, they were just crying and singing his praise and saying he shouldn't go to jail. you know, your actions have consequences. And since he's in the public eye, I feel like he should be in there still. Just a personal opinion.
Yeah, well, your personal opinion is wrong.
Questions.
I feel like people make mistakes and they deserve a second chance, especially musicians. I feel like they're under a lot of stress and they can make stupid decisions, especially being under the influence, which he was at the time.
Okay, rebuttal. So singers, people who sing into a microphone, should have more leeway.
No, I
What
don't
if a
think
nurse
that.
does something wrong and she has to go to
I
jail?
don't think that he should serve jail time because
He was drunken. That's a drunken disorderly,
Okay,
though.
but he also did a lot of things to fix what he did.
Like what?
He literally went to Nashville Police Department and formally apologized and made things for his actions. Also, when the hurricanes came, he literally took a whole t entire week, which is huge for him, off of music and helped them. So, you know, I feel like he donated so much money to schools and to help Helene after the hurricane. So I feel like he has done quite enough to show that he cares about people.
Well, we can, I guess, agree to disagree, but you know, that's okay. That's all right. We still love each other.
I guess.
So anything else about Morgan Wallen you would like to share?
No, we'll agree to disagree.
Okay. Also, fun fact, I didn't know that his middle name was Cole.
Cole
So he has
Wallen.
two first names.
I love
I don't care
that.
why people do
No,
that.
if y'all know me, which you guys don't, but you are going to after this podcast. I love first names for middle names. So, like, if I had a kid, it would be Tucker Timothy. And everyone has a hate comment on it, but I just like it, and I'm gonna name my kid that.
I like the name Tucker. That's a solid name, you know. But Tucker Timothy?
Yeah, because then I could call him Tuck or Tim.
Well,
Or
all right.
Tim-Tim. And if y'all know what Tim-Tim is.
Then you're an OG, man. Let me tell you.
Yeah.
I love me some Tintin.
So.
Well, I'll still love your baby no matter what. I mean,
Enough
as
about
long.
my favorite artist. What is your favorite artist of the week?
Well, my favorite artist of the week is a man called Sebastian Shubb, and he sings a song called Sing Like Madonna, and it is a fabulous song. I actually stayed up till midnight when he dropped the song just to listen to it. That's called dedication right there.
Yet when I, you know, cry when something happens to Morgan Wallen, it's a crime.
That's because I'm not
I am emotionally attached.
but I really think that Sebastian Shubb is an up-and-coming artist, and he's more. It feels kind of like Benson Boone and what's the guy that sings? Oh shoot, I forgot his name. He sings "Call Your Mom"
I don't know that
or
song.
"Season of the Sticks." Oh, Noah Kahan. They're kind of similar if you put both those people together. Sebastian Shubb was
I do
born.
like some Noah Kahan. He actually sung with Olivia Rodrigo, and I
That
really
was
did
good.
like them together. I don't really like Olivia Rodrigo. No hate on her. I just don't like her music that much. But,
It seems very repetitive to me.
yeah, it's like the same thing. Like, you get a guy broke your heart and you hate him, but you don't gotta make 50 billion songs about it. But again, people could say, oh, that's the same thing with country, beer truck, you know, with a blonde girl. I get that. But she just, I don't know. It's no hate. I love her. I love the show that she's in, High School Musical, the musical.
That is good. I do like her in that.
I really think she has a great voice there because she's not singing, you know, vampire, but you know, other than that, I really like that. I like her as an artist, but not like her albums, I should say. I like her as a person. But Noah Kahan sung "Season of the Sticks," season or "Season of the Sticks."
Season of the Sticks.
Yeah, with her alive, and it was just amazing. No auto tune. It was just great, and the people loved it. So I feel like they should you know. Collaborate together.
Yeah, I like when artists collab. And I like the raw vocals and the like instrumentals and acoustic versions, because you can really hear like the passion and what's happening in the song
instead of, I feel like that's a good thing. So there's this thing, and it's pop culture, and you seem to know a lot about it.
I love pop culture.
And I do not, so, you know, let's talk about that.
So, today's pop culture is, drumroll please. Thank you. The Willy Wonka Experience. So, the Willy Wonka Experience in Glasgow was said to be an immersive, interactive exhibit paying homage to Roald Dahl's Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. We've all seen this movie, or movies.
And if you haven't, there's something wrong with you. You need to watch the original.
Yeah.
You don't need to watch the Johnny Depp, because it will scare you till the end of time. Fair. But you need to watch the one
with Timothy Chalamet.
With Timothy.
Oh, you know what?
See, he wasn't my type. But then when I watched Dune, which is another movie y'all should watch, I'll link it down in the description.
Almost anything Timothy Chalamet does.
Yeah, like, he's solid. And then when he sings, because the thing is, when a dude can sing, it's 10 times hotter. It just is, okay?
That's funny.
Is it not?
Yeah.
Like Austin Butler, for instance.
Oh, yeah. Elvis.
Elvis, watched that movie, Elvis. Too.
Yeah. These pull these things out of left field, man. It's crazy.
It's like they, one, are models as it is, then they can act, and then you add singing. So it's like, what can you all not do? They're just too perfect.
Well, apparently, this Willy Wonka Experience in Glasgow did not go as planned and did not live up to expectations. What went wrong? Well, fans encountered a barren warehouse with lackluster employees and half-inflated bouncy castles. Sad photos of the event quickly went viral on social media.
See, again, the drama in pop culture.
Yeah, it's fun. It's fun for me. I like it. Little blurbs.
I don't.
And
I could do without.
What? How do you stay
because,
up to date?
Because pop culture isn't that important. I'm not on the news. Everyone's like, oh, check your news, you know, check the weather. I don't even know how to do that. I don't even think I have the news app on my phone.
What? Okay, we'll talk about that later.
Also, Trump.
Yep,
Trump won, guys.
Our political blurb of the day.
And if y'all don't like Trump, don't watch our podcast. I will lose followers.
We don't need that 4B movement
we
up in here.
We do not need the blue Kamala Harris heart.
Oh, that's what it is?
As you can see, don't tread on me. Do not.
Oh, also, peep the Trump sticker, y'all.
But if you just know us, Florida Crackers, if you're a real Florida Cracker, you will not vote for Kamala. And, you know, y'all didn't, because she didn't win. So, yeah, Trump won, and I think, you know, for young people, that's awesome, because we can now buy a house and actually afford gas. I can buy a truck and not kill myself with the gas prices.
Let me tell you, things are looking
up. The economy is going to get better. I mean, I know Biden is still president, but Trump is the president-elect. We actually got to go see the governor a couple weeks ago.
Ron DeSantis.
Got some great pictures, and
maybe we'll add him at the end.
Yeah, for sure. And he's an awesome dude, and I'm really thankful that he's our governor, so.
Yeah.
Belle knows more about politics than I do. I just know that I want things cheaper, and that's all I care about.
Yeah. I'm also a part of TPUSA. We'll throw that out there. And Young Republicans. If you've never heard of these things, Google them. Because they will kind of help you to push yourself when it comes to politics, but also just being a better human, I feel like, because these organizations really want the young folks to get out into the world and not stay in your room all day for months, and I know I do that sometimes, but oh well. But they really push you to be excellent and do better and to honor the Lord with all that we do and say. So, we will maybe talk about that more in next
yeah
episodes.
Definitely we'll have like more of a political episode, but like I said, our intro, we just talk about a little bit of everything that
we
like,
and we don't want it to be overbearing, and
but I also feel like to know us, which is what a podcast is to get to know us, and we get to know you eventually. is to know what we believe in and know what we stand for. And I feel like Trump is an amazing person to support. And also Ron DeSantis is an amazing person to support. So I feel like to get to know us, you need to know who we stand for.
Yeah. And so, I would also add that we're not going to attack anybody.
No.
On their views, and to be respectful in the comments. And because we do see everything, we will see everything.
Yeah.
And being respectful in the reviews, because we want to be respectful to you as well, but we're not going to hide our position on things.
And I have an opinion. I feel like if you want to believe what you believe, then that is your right. But that doesn't mean we have to agree, but that doesn't mean that we have to hate each other.
Yeah.
I feel like nowadays people are like, oh, you vote for Kamala, I'm never talking to you. I have a couple Democratic friends that are the sweetest people, but we just don't see eye to eye, and that's okay. I'm not going to shove my beliefs in someone's face, and I definitely wouldn't want them shoving their beliefs in my face, so treat others how you want to be treated, I feel like, is how we do things around here.
Yeah, and to add on to that, like, politics is not all that there is in the world. Relationships is a big thing, and so we cannot...
What relationships?
All right, so that's it. No. But don't let those politics and all that get to your head. Keep living your life. The world did not stop spinning.
And it's not going to. Even though she won, we definitely would want it to. No, but I feel like that's, yeah.
Yeah, so now it is time for our game. What's the name of the game?
Would you rather.
Now, do you want me to ask you a question, then you ask me a question?
Sure, why not? My back hurts.
Are you 50?
Oh, I feel like
actually,
it.
Sorry to all the 50-year-olds. Are you 85?
Yeah. Well, there's 80.
All right. We're going to start with a very basic question.
Because we're white basic girls? No, we're not. I mean, you might be, but...
Sorry.
Okay. Ah! Okay. Wouldn't be a podcast without me hurting myself.
Yeah, Lydia's... expert.
You will learn how many times I've almost died.
That should
died.
Be just,
that should just be an episode in itself.
Oh my gosh. All right. Would you rather spend a week in the forest alone or be haunted and chased around by a killer in your house?
Killer.
What?
Because I've always wanted to see a murderer, if that makes sense.
What?
Like, you know, I just feel like that.
You mean catch a murderer or be a murderer?
A little bit of both. No, I feel like I'd rather be in a forest. I could go hunting, fishing, be alone, you know.
Yeah, that's fair. So. Yeah, I'd prefer that. But also, if you were to pick the killer, like, you know the layout of your house.
Exactly.
And it could be like a home alone.
Exactly. So.
So, disclaimer. If there is a killer in your house, please call the police. Don't
911 right there.
Yeah, it's easy.
Whatever we do, do the opposite.
Yes. We should have prefaced with that.
Okay, I got one.
All right, hit me with it.
See, she has them written down. I'm just off the top of my head. Would you rather have 2 kids...
I know where this is going.
Or adopt 2 children. Because the pain in having child. And then there's really no pain. It's just money. The thing is, we were bought. So, am I wrong, though?
So, we were adopted. There's 5 of us kids that were adopted, including us two.
So, see, we're not blood. She spent too much time in the sun, and I'm just...
Funny story. There was a little kid at our church a while back, and he asked me... He was asking me about my skin color, because I've been asked that a lot. And I told him, hey, one of my parents was in the kitchen holding me, and they tripped, and I fell in the oven and got burned. So, I thought it was funny. I think I got in trouble for that one. Probably did. It was funny to me, like...
Honestly, you know, being adopted is an extremely good blessing. It's very funny how, I mean, I work in a job every single day, and I feel like every single day, I mean every single day, a Hispanic person walks up and just starts talking in Spanish to me. And so that makes me feel good that I don't look white, but, you know. So I like being Hispanic. I'm Puerto Rican and 50% black, so.
What? No, she's not. She came home one day and... sick in the head, let me tell you.
I say that.
She came home and we were talking
this
about
was
something.
Years ago, by the way.
This was like last year, okay?
Years ago. I was 16 last year.
Whatever.
Wait a second. Was I 17 or 16? 17. Because I'm almost 18
you
now.
I was 17 last year. January.
Yeah, anyways, so I would have been 17. Well, I'm not 18
home and she
now.
She's like, I'm 2% black, though. And I was like, where? And she's like, I just know. I'm like, you just feel it in your bones?
No, I just think my birth dad was 0.5% black and
have
Puerto Rican.
Have you seen your skin?
Okay, because I work inside every single day. I was
okay,
very dark.
Tanning and being black are different things. Okay? Because I can tan. So
no, you can't.
I can tan. If I'm out in the sun, I can get darker. Tanning. Anyways, back to the question. Would I rather have two kids or adopt two kids? I'm going to go with having... Can I have twins? Mm-hmm. One and done? Okay, I'm having twins. I've always wanted twins. Because one and done, baby. And they're cute. You can dress them in identical outfits. How cute would that be? I mean, you can do it with normal kids, but like... Boring. Anyways, moving on from that, it is now our free play time. So, any words, thoughts, questions, concerns you would like to share with the group?
I'm gonna be 18, guys.
That's crazy, dude. That means I'm old.
No, it's just scary, I feel like, to just be an adult. Because if I deck someone in the face, I can be charged as an adult.
Unless you run away.
Unless I deck an 18. Which...
No, that's an adult. You're both adults.
Yeah, I know. But, like... It would be different if I punched a 17-year-old than an 18-year-old. Not that we punch people.
Yeah. But also, I mean, do it in self-defense and you'll be fine.
For sure. But, yeah, guys. If y'all know what it's like to just know... I feel like...
To know things? To know?
Well, yeah. But let me talk. it's scary. I mean, I'm not going to be a kid anymore, and there's no going back.
That's a real fear.
And I feel like now that I'm older, I've been feeling that, and people are talking about if I'm ever going to get married, and I feel, you know, pressured a lot of the time.
Which, that's such a rude question, in my opinion. First of all, when are you going to get married, and
like, I feel
I'm
like
going to hook you up with someone.
As soon as you turn 17, they're thinking about it, but when you're closer to 18, that's when they start actually walking up to you, and they're like, oh, you know, do you have your eye on anyone? I feel like 18 is such a, in the secular
and
world.
And if I did, I wouldn't tell you.
Yeah, it's like you have to get married young to, you know, which is, I'm not saying anything wrong with people getting married at 18. You do you. That is great for you, but it's just not my hope and dream right now. If it comes along, then it comes along, but I just...
You know what? We should also add a segment on dumb questions.
Because I get a lot every day.
Yeah.
I ask dumb questions myself.
It's okay to ask a dumb question, but when it's a dumb, invasive question, we gotta draw the line, people.
Like, yeah, there is.
Don't be asking people, when are you gonna get married? Because... What if that person just broke up with their boo, you know?
Yeah, and that could be so hurtful.
What if they died? Like, we don't know. You don't know. So, just relax. That's the same thing with, when are you going to have kids? What if you can't have kids?
I want to talk about this.
Yes.
I feel like growing up in a church, great. But I feel like when you start dating someone, you date to marry and nothing else. But if that doesn't work out...
Can I stop you right there? You date to marry, but you also, like... should like and love that person.
Yeah.
As well. Not just, like, dating to get married.
Yeah, no. And
but
that's
what
I meant.
You were saying,
but I feel like it's such a... If it doesn't work out, because legitimately there are certain circumstances where it just doesn't work out.
Yeah.
And I know people, my parents know people that it just... Okay, I really don't want to marry you.
That's why we have but a dating
But I feel
period.
Like it's so frowned upon that if you break up with somebody, that you're not doing the right thing. And I think it's so sad that people are, like, almost programmed like that. No, you should end it before you even get serious, I feel like.
Yeah, like, don't play with each other's emotions.
Exactly. I just feel like if you get to even the engagement part, you've gone too far.
Yeah, because that's... Like, you're already emotionally tied, basically.
Exactly, and people go on dates, and that's fine, once or twice, and then you're like, I just don't think this person is a good fit for me. That's fine, but when you get into the dating, like, this is my boyfriend...
That's a slippery slope.
That's messed up, so...
Now, it could be, on the other hand, I'll play the devil's advocate, they get all the way to the engagement part, and then something's revealed to both of them, or to one of them... And then at that point, you have to make the correct decision instead of just being like, well, we'll fix it later. That's going to fester, whatever it is. It's not going to stop, even if you get married. So, nip it in the bud. ASAP.
But what do we know about marriage? It's not like we're ever going to get married.
You're supposed to be hopeful. Anywho, that is what the podcasts are going to look like. Our episodes are sometimes going to look like for the majority, right?
For real.
We'll go off the cuff a little bit, throw it back and forth at each other.
Oh, honestly, we're not saying we have good advice, but I feel like it is nice to hear from younger people their points of views, because not only will there be old people watching it, but young people who need other people's young opinions, who aren't completely demented in the head.
We're close.
Yeah.
No, but we just want to share things, situations we've been through, things we've heard, things we've seen, because we've lived a full life, let me tell you. Some of our stories.
Which you will be hearing in the future.
We have some good family stories, embarrassing stories about us.
Death.
Oh, yeah. Near-death experiences.
So, we've both been near death, so. Yeah. And that's not even us
we're
being...
talking about the...
Yeah, we'll that's not even us being dramatic, but
no, like legitimately,
like almost y'all died. Gotta stay tuned, because I feel like you would know if we were joking.
And we're not.
So.
Well, I believe that we will call it on this episode. It was a pleasure to talk with you all and share our thoughts, feelings,
with
opinions,
me.
Emotions, and Sissy over here. This is a two-tone
crazy
podcast.
We upload twice a week.
Yeah.
We don't have set days yet, but we do upload twice a week. Please follow our TikTok. It is the two-toned. Because podcast couldn't fit. Our Snap is the two-tone podcast. So add us there if you like have any ideas for us to talk about. Like, that'd be dope.
Nothing's really off limits. We are going to keep this podcast extremely clean.
Yeah.
PG. So, yeah, PG.
Please. Not even going to the 13.
Yeah. It's going to be very chill, very simple.
Yeah. And then follow our Instagram. It is...
The Two-Toned Podcast. Yeah. Or the Two-Toned Pod.
You'll be able to find us, or, like, our individual snaps or anything like that. Because I know sometimes it's hard to, like, find smaller things. We are also uploading a YouTube channel. I will link it in the podcast. Also follow us on Apple Podcasts.
Yep, we have the Two-Tone Podcast on Apple Podcasts.
So yeah, thank y'all for listening or watching if y'all are on YouTube. So thank you.
It was a pleasure.